The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb was sacrificed, his disciples said to Jesus, "Where do you want us to go and make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go into the city, and you will meet a man carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him, and say to the owner of the house which he enters, 'The master says, where is my dining room in which I can eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large upper room furnished with couches, all prepared. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as he had told them and prepared the Passover. And as they were eating, he took some bread. And when he had said the blessing, he broke it and gave it to them. "Take it," he said, "this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had returned thanks, he gave it to them, and all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood, the blood of the covenant, which is to be poured out for many. I tell you solemnly, I shall not drink any more wine until the day I drink the new wine in the kingdom of God." After psalms had been sung, they left for the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, children, I hope none of you are starving this morning, are you? Is anybody starving? Any of the children? You're not, are you? No, it's just reminding us it's here. Nobody's starving. Oh, that's good, because sometimes I've had children put their hands up and say they are. Most of us here are not starving, are we? But if I asked you the same question and you'd had nothing to eat between now and, say, about bedtime tonight, what might you say then? You might say, "I'm a bit hungry," mightn't you? You might say, "I'm hungry." But do you know what, if somebody is starving, or do you know what a famine is? A famine, does anybody know? A famine, does anybody know? A famine where the harvest has failed and they've got nothing to eat. And sometimes in places in our world, that happens quite a lot, that the poor children and their parents, even their grandparents, they're all starving. And if we don't eat, what happens to us? What happens to you if you don't eat? If your mum says, "Right, the first day you're born, I'll feed you, and you won't need any more for a long time," you're not going to live very long, are you? Yes. What happens? We do. That's right. We start rotting. We don't grow properly, do we? We start going the other way. We start rotting. You're quite right. We do. That's what happens. And we don't grow healthy. So we need that. And I want to tell you a story that you'll always remember. There was a lovely man who was one of our cardinals. He's a big portmanteau. But he was like a lovely, lovely big granddad. He was really lovely and really very, very kind. Like your granddad. And he was really good. But he went to a country where people had been dying and starving. And when he got there, as he got off the plane, he said, a little lad who was about your age, just about, it's a boy, but it could have been a girl just as easily, about your age. And he ran up to him. And he was such a lovely, nice man, as I say, like your granddad, he was lovely. And this little lad ran up to him. And all the time he was there, he kept clinging on and hanging on to Cardinal. And he said he did two things. He got hold of the Cardinal's hand and he rubbed it against his face. What do you think he might have been saying or showing what he was doing in that? A bit like you're trying to do now. You're trying to say, "Dad, I want some love. I want to love you," or "Mum," the same. He was saying, because he'd nobody, because his mum and his dad and his grandparents, they were all dead, because they'd all starved. So he kept rubbing his little cheek like that and saying, "I want lots of love," because he could see this lovely man that had come was there for that. But then, he said, he did something else. He opened his mouth and he kept doing, what was that saying? What was that saying? "I want food, absolutely." He said, "Feed me."
I want food. So he said, there's two little gestures he did, rubbing his hand against his cheek and I want food, was saying the two most important things in our lives, actually. I want love and I want to be fed. Because if we're not fed, we won't grow, will we? You won't grow. And we'll just die in the end if we're not fed. So we need food often and regularly. And we need love as well. That's why your family's around you. You've got your family, say, to support you. One or two of you were saying when you were coming in, you were a bit nervous. But you don't need to be, because you've got your mums and your dads and your uncles and aunts and maybe granddads and cousins and or your relations. And they're all there to support you, to show you love and to strengthen you on this very important day. But the Lord knows that. And that's why he said, what you are to do is to love one another. And he gave us himself as his body and his blood in the bread and the wine. And that's why a bit later on, when we bring up the bread and the wine, it comes up just as bread, it comes up as wine. But when it comes back to you, I don't say the bread, we say the body of Christ, because we're doing what Jesus said. Because Jesus, as the Son of God, came to give his life for us. That's why whenever you come in any Catholic church, there is always the cross, because that's what Jesus did. Gave his life for us. Showed how much he loved us. How much he loved us. He opened wide his arms on the cross for us. He said, there you are. I love you so much. It's opening, embracing you all in. Saying, I love you all so much. He gave his life for us. And he said, you need to be feeding on me. Because you see, as you eat your dinner when you go home or you have your party and your celebration later in the day, even when we go up to school and have the cake and some food, and that's part of showing love and eating, strengthening ourselves. Well, if we need to do that physically, Jesus is saying, you need to do it spiritually with me as well, which is why he gives us his body and blood. That's why today is so important for you, because you're receiving that aspect of Jesus himself into yourself. And just in the same way that if you your mum feeds you on the first day you're born and she doesn't feed you much after that, you're not going to live long. So it is with the Lord. Jesus said, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll have eternal life. Life forever with God. If you don't, then you won't. And he's quite clear about that. So that's why we come, and it's a first communion. But we go on coming to the Lord, because he's there wanting always to love us, to feed us. Those two important things. If you remember nothing else, think of my dear friend Cardinal and the little lad that kept wanting love from him and food from him. And that's what Jesus does for us. So now, we stand together. And on this day, because our first communion is like a moving on from when you were baptized, mostly when you were babies or little ones, we renew the promises that were made then, so that you're sort of saying to Jesus, yes, thank you. I recognize you love us. We're recognizing you're feeding us. We want to strengthen ourselves with you. So the children, of course, do make this affirmation. But parents, godparents, any of you baptized, you can associate yourselves with the renewal of baptismals, as you quietly say, I do. We do want to hear you all saying, I do. Let us renew the promises we made in baptism, when we rejected Satan and his works and promised to serve God faithfully in his holy Catholic Church. So, do you reject Satan? I do. And all his works? And all his empty promises? Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? God, your powerful Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has given us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and forgiven all our sins. May he also keep us faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen.